Welcome to part two of the message.
The reason why nothing is happening is because you are not giving attention to what God
told
you. So I told you last 2 weeks about the widow of Zarephath and the prophet Elijah. He said, "This is the only bread I have." He said, "Do prepare it for me first." And the word first speaks of priority. Is somebody here with me? Oh, are you following me? So please, whatever God has said to you, whatever God has shown you in your dream, whatever God has asked you to do, don't hesitate. Just do it. It will not make sense. If I'm to tell you the destiny of this church, a lot of you won't believe it today. So it's best we keep it and we don't see it. You just look at my face, this lady over here. Remember when you came here? You remember? She came here looking for a child. She'd been married for some time and she was still not getting a child.
No, I worry, make a crown, no,
my dear sister over there, Jennifer. I think Mama Happy brought you here.
Mama Happy
brought her. Yeah. You never shared that testimony. One card has been up. What they call Ukurasa. She never shared the testimony. But when she came here, I prayed for her. Okay, then I'll frame it. Let me go second. She called me and she said, "Osofo, it was in the morning. Pastor, Masuda here."
O frame no pastor, Osofo,
Masuda. So me so die no. Na odi akala ketwa abrem oba. Okay. Odi akala oba abrem na me so mu na yeko. Me yes me ko afi me hwe me tina afi asen ko fo se enan o se nu edi mechi. Ombo fu pa ba me ni akala no so. Then I was answering with you. Do you remember what you told me? Say, okay. And I was answering with you. I said, "Who saw?" I said, "Who saw?" And I said, "Who saw?" And now, only in Nantia. And then, I said, and okay, the other end also, or can say, "Hey, no small boy, we are on another way, we small boy, we are." Hey, send me the packets here, sir. And you say, I feel or telling them one, any or say, "On your cast, I sound many better than him. I'm starting service." And I say, "People were just saluting, and I'm a cotton. I can when I can't do you." Do you remember? That's a testimony. Sometimes no paper will know ya. It will bear 5 years and not 6 years. Don't worry. 4 years. 4 years. And she came here.
So
our friend says something Masuda. I knew that God was going to give her a child, and the child will be a girl. And now I'm the girl they send the children on the time. The girl is there. Way up he pink sheets. Oh, not in the pink sheets in the table. That's the girl. And even before that time I knew that on your more bending over. Never. Your own dream. But let me capitalize on this. I say, "Yeah, now I'm feeling so a small boy. Your woman me need that. Obi, send me a small boy. And small boys they see is home. And yes, so everybody tries to take advantage of me, and sometimes I laugh.
Yeah, but so this is why I'm sorry.
People try to take advantage. God, who buy my gem of what you have? And I must shut down and then go swim. You dare not. Now, this year, I'm going to bear 5 years. Who tears on my panel? But he has to say, "You are the chair, man. It's most of my day. But Kai only said, "Or the map will be obedient." This is where the problem is. It's when people come to church and say, "Yeah, bow for me." So for them, you see one girl that says, two says, maximum that one not part that they know amount offering, but not buy 5 cents. Then I asked myself, so should you go to the hospital? What hospital? Crown or Moko, yeah, IVF. Artificial insemination. And now so Moko take Moko yeah, lab tests, Moko yeah, scans. Saying I will be here. But no, don't worry, I'm not a fool. I know what I'm doing. You know, sometimes I feel like a year is enough. Me feel behavior. God will tell you, hey, as I say, when you say, no, I'm still a small boy, you know, and I just want to follow God. I told my mom and my dad that consider me to be the useless child you had. Don't expect anything from me because I may disappoint you. I don't have the money to give you. People at this stage are buying cars for their mothers, building houses. I told them, what do I need to do? Don't, because I'm sold out for God.
Sold out.
So there's nothing good coming out of my life. It's meant for when into. Okay. Now, if you want to share with me, and just leave me to serve my God. But I prefer to obey God. I have chosen to obey God. It's now. They all can manage. It's now. He told me. Begin. I just had a vision. He told me, I am going for crusades. That's what he just told me. I am going. He said, he God is going for crusades. If you are his child, what will you do? Jesus said, I do what I see my father do. Is that not it? So immediately he said, I'm going for crusades, Abigail. I knew he was telling me, start crusades.
Now when you pass or catch yourself, she crusade. I
said, now we confess, can we have going crusade? Why? Where mo? It's kafu ye kuminasi. And he said, and I knew crusades were very expensive.
That means you pass this crusade, you're
I just said, how can I power all this money and go and wait, not waste it too, but go and spend it for 3 days and come back home? This huge amount of money. We are going for crusades. Me need 1,000 put that baby out. I just told them we are going. Who will go with me? As for first lady, don't make count. But if you the family corner, the end of the corner, ain't no problem. But I'm telling you for a fact that God never disappointed us.
Yes.
When we went for the crusades, for the first time, me cry miraculously snappy. As I'm almost not, and me person me move behind with him, cause now I said, just 7 minutes off for what was it? I think there are some of the videos on it. It's there. Let me just show you a few of the videos and I'll pray for you. And then me message in us and trust and what?
Obey.
The enemy can be out here, and shame if you do what you're not saying. And yes, our problem is over. This problem has persisted for quite some time now. Don't look at that. No.
Okay.
There's a small folder. We're a full documentary now. So don't worry. Let me show the documentaries. You know, so I believe so much in what God has said to me. And in trying to obey God, you must appear a fool. If you want to be wise, you can't. If you want to appear that as for you, everything is normal, everything is reasonable, you can't please God. Are you following me? Are you following me? Frank, are you with me? You must believe God. Do you trust God? Do you believe that whatever he has said, you will do? Then why don't you start doing the things he has asked you to do? Why don't you start doing the things he has asked you to do? That's the problem. That's what the problem is. These are just a few of the documentaries. Connect it. Let me connect the listening to it. Double click on the screen. These are some of the videos for this from our first crusade. This is the video for our first crusade. This woman says she has stiffness in her hand, and after prayer, the stiffness just left her. Mami was named me Ephra for 3 years and couldn't see. But after prayer, your papa is here.
Mama, when you are here, you can see us with our seal. Put your hands together, Abna.
She had a problem with the ear and the head.
Mama, Abna had a problem with the ear.
No problem with the head.
And the head.
Please, are you following us?
For almost 6 years.
For 6 years now.
Yes, and he said, by the grace of God, after prayer, everything is gone.
This woman had a problem with the ear and the head for 6 years.
And the headache has left her. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, somebody put your hands together for Jesus. And shout hallelujah. I want you to.
Give it a mic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, the American
she couldn't hear from her ears.
Baby, mama, the American never came to me. The American be America, amen. And our amen. Make hallelujah. The American be
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at the woman who couldn't hear through her ears.
The American
be
Academy.
This is what God can do. This woman also had osteoporosis and she couldn't bend. Wow. But after prayer, I didn't even pray for her, she just started walking. Look at that.
Put your hand down. now, for some people, whatever you hear, the Obet TV will say it. The Obet TV will not get with you. Why? Why? The Obet TV will tell you I think that was what I heard. Come on, the good one.
So the left ear was Amen. Hearing, but the right one was not hearing.
Hallelujah.
Look at that.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so thank you. There are so many of them, so many. There was a man who had stroke. He saw the video in his hand. He couldn't lift the hand. And it was clear, you could see it. Nezana, you say, when he came to the meeting, he was working like this. And you dare not tell a stroke patient to lift his hand. You shouldn't do that. Because there is no strength. Obinya stroke cannot find it to do. They can't lift it. So they always support it with this one. Is that not it? When I prayed for the gentleman, I just told him, lift up your hand. And he just went like, I was shocked. I'm telling you. I was shocked. He just went like this. And I said, bring it down. Lift it up. I was surprised. How can all these things happen except we obey what God is asking us to? I'm going to pray with you. Our brother, our father, my cousin. Revivalist is also here. And I'll allow him to also pray for you. And we'll bring our service to a close. So if you want to forget everything I've said, please, I'm telling you, please. Just obey what God is asking you to do. It wouldn't make sense. You wouldn't look like that. Even now that I'm beginning to see some little miracles, I'm still fighting and trying to grasp the idea that I was really called to be a healing evangelist. You don't know. Yes. And the more I doubt, the more I see testimonies that prove that truly. So if you listen, sometimes it's not really about your faith, it's about your obedience. Because the obedience alone is faith enough.
So we are,
you understand? Sometimes God says go. You may be going, but you don't feel like you don't really believe that you should go, but you are. And by the time you realize what you least expect will happen, this gentleman, Pastor Kelvin,
and Pastor Derek,
I went with you to in Saum Government Hospital to go and pray for Miriam. She went on coma on Thursday. She just went on coma Thursday morning, and they went to Amazon and said, to remove her in Saum. When they went to Saum, they checked almost her vitals. Everything was working, but she was not reviving. Then the doctor said, Okokuma. And they just left her Thursday, Friday, Saturday around 8, 9 p.m. And I'm having friends. It's awful. And who's a church member? Is very funny.
Yes, sir.
Say, Bibi Bonnie 2-1, and yes, awful. And Munyam Shebadi, and you're on the bar. A friend, you're just awful. Obano. Miriam. And this girl, me to call them a Bible, command said, me call Fabre me. Oh, my point, my question, Bible. Yes. She didn't care, like nothing. But on Yari, and the name I said, Ubano suffer, Ubano. So quickly, I told them, after church, I went with Pastor Derek and Pastor Kelvin.
Pastor Kelvin.
Oh God, then we called there also Sophomumbra. Then he went to talk to the nurses there, Pachoni Sophomore, and about the bonfire, man, no problem. So we went. When we got there for the first time, somebody went on coma from Thursday morning. She was just like,
not the horse.
Yeah. Say, what done now, sorry, oh. Fasida, Emma, the old man, kwa. Yes. Say, what done now, Adia Chimwa, Fasida, Emma, the old man, kwa. Who problem can crowd with what on Yamia, Mobia, who say, only to me? Who can crowd with Yamunemo? What Mobia who say, it's more day? Now, or what said that part of the person with you? Na so bi kane di achere wa e ka wo di no bende o betu na fa nyina mo I'm telling you and go pon pa ma lady bi o contest junction o so for 7 years me ni kata da bendada na am so me o man kan che ma because you say o boa 7 years 7 solid years I can so for 7 years or nada am o fo ko ne me mo Upole kakre peja ye nusi chese wuna yecha Ena untonya mise wetra unai Upole kakrane peja ye nu And there is one ye wana kwa se wuna yosi You know So what I'm saying is this What I'm saying is this Let's keep obeying God Yeko ena fiyoda ho If you mamina noa So if you hear me make us in the church, I'm still a problem. When I stood by the girl, me move ya as a woman. The only thing they respond, who paid that sound at all? Baby, I responded. The only thing they responded is na homie. Me who be that? Who be your coco my flat sir? Me who be that? So I stood there, Pastor Derek, Pastor Kelvin. Immediately I got closer to her. God said to me, pray that her soul will be restored. I just heard the voice clearly. I never told them anything. And I'm so here, Bob. I said, Eradin Fire me about him, Quanyade, and Chayena, Nimquana, Naomi, Sandra. And we just said, I told them, let's pray. I'm the Messiah to him. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the healing of this young girl. And ask that her soul will be restored back to her. In Jesus' name, amen. Son, I'm your mama, I'm telling you, son of my born boy, I'm your mama, and the Bible crassy. ATA piano, necessary. Say, ah, so for now, my mom won't buy me my head. And they sign it in a bomber necessary. Yep, piano, so for any comacra. It's it, Father Derek Moody, kind of idea to me. Observe, says, offer, and one or no. And I'm saying, no, I'm necessary. So, that was when I catch him, says, oh, yeah, a mechanical cratcher, where's off of me, fancy. What for comfort, grabber? I'm a woman in Yamania, my dear, real running minimum, and you read the book in any as woman, that's his doctor's name. Why, yes, I had enough. As of who bars off for Nanka because of the table, a breaking near Mara. So for bad on Saturday, you say, in the name of Jesus. And I'm getting so mad. And any panic, I hear you bet me at 18, one will be at the end, but Yamika so on Sunday area. I'm going to say, just relax. Okay, that's what I'm catching. I'm sorry. Sometimes I said Jennifer, so media, what's the hospital? MND, yeah, the church member, but I someone admitting one thing. From his home to media, about 5 minutes drive. You need to hospital one affair. Sorrowful. I'm saying, hello, why need sorrowful. I'm saying, but why need you say, maybe I'm mommy. I'm the mother said, Was sorry. Oh, sorry, I'm a friend. Ma, make the dear come to me. Oh, really? I'm the man, I'm faster than my name. We just thank God. And no, Katy, no, I'm a friend. So full. Oh, friend, the baby 50. That is what God does. All these testimonies I'm sharing, none of them is my own doing. God, it is God. But how did it happen? I just obeyed. Tell your neighbor, obey. Tell your neighbor, obey you. Tell your neighbor, you won't die. When you obey God, you won't die. So Miriam stood up and her mother said, I told her, oh, sorry, I'm busy. I'm not house. You're here. No, so you know, we are here. Do buy so for crab a bomb by mom. Yes, I feel me. One, what fresh so for Tina. So you pick here, mommy be so for. Maybe a Muslim, maybe a quasar, you were soft, maybe Pewa down for white, soft, maybe Pewa down for them. Say, hey, my job. Or as me and Miriam, Auntie Sofu. Yes, you are half a sofu. Some you will be now. Who are the farmer down for our friend? Now, he said, the woman said, I think, oh, I have one down, said, but don't know why never have. Yes, you'll be to me a friend, no, what's about the bomb by any beer. Because from Thursday to Sunday afternoon, Masa, obey your name. When God decides to work, He doesn't need your participation.
Yes,
obey. No, Santa, I'm here, so maybe I don't obey him. No, or Jim, of course, say, Confan Genebra, Confan Genebra. God doesn't need you. The only thing He needs is for you to obey. So if God says, who do you now? Who do you put now? Who can you answer then? That's it. That's it. I pray your miracle. Your miracle will come to you in the name of Jesus. I pray that after these testimonies, your testimony will be the next in line in Jesus' mighty name. Receive that grace and receive that anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. No, if you don't have money, so you don't understand healing. And so you are beginning to wonder or perhaps think that, oh, it's kind of me meeting a man to uncle hospital papa and me want to me. But I pray God will bless you. And we are Obabe Yare Kakra. Now one yare now would you see can you never share free mamba now go and say no. There is a God that heals people. I'm telling you, people with all their money has gotten to the point where, and that's what's everything is gone. It's money. People have money. But in the name of Jesus, there's nobody suffering in this house.
Yes,
but I'm telling you, there is something money cannot do. The Bible said money answereth all things. Some say money does everything. Money doesn't do anything.
It just
does a few things. Yes, money can buy you a house, but it can't give you peace in your house. Money can buy, can get you a woman, but it can't give you a good wife, a virtuous wife. Your money can
be more your
part. Yes, your money can take you to the hospital, but it can't give you healing. What actually gives healing is in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Stand to your feet. In response to the word of God. I want you to pray and ask God to help you. Obey everything He has asked you to obey. Now, as I was preaching, a voice just said to you, listen to what Pastor is saying. Some of you, as I was preaching, a voice told you, this testimony is sharing. I am going to give you same. Some of you, as I was preaching, a voice told you, do this for this church. Do this for this man of God. Do this. A lot of the times, I don't need to call you and tell you anything. Perhaps God has already spoken to you. I want you to talk to Him and say, Lord, help me do all the things you have asked me to do. Lord, help me obey. Can we lift up our voice and pray? Can we lift up our voice as we are getting ready? Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Help me obey, O God. Help me obey, O God. Help me obey, O God. Obedience, obedience. Talk to God, talk to God. Lift up your voice, let's talk to God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know why you came here this morning. Or perhaps this afternoon. I don't know what you came believing God for. One thing the Holy Spirit said to me, that everybody on earth needs a miracle. The only thing is that there are some people pretend as though they don't need it, but they need it. But I am the miracle worker. If you look up to a pastor, you are making a mistake. If you look up to me, I think you've made the worst choice in your life. Because I have 1,001 problems, even those that are greater than yours. But I want you to look up unto Jesus. Lift up your two hands, let me pray. And next week I'm going to take this testimony. And some of you keep testimonies and you don't share it. But the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Lift up your two hands. Heavenly Father, you love your children. Yes, and indeed you've proven that you love us beyond reasonable doubt. And even the things that we are going through that we think you don't care, indeed you are proving that it concerns you even more than it concerns us. And so I pray for the deliverance of your children. I ask that your children will receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. As they have come to you, let there be a miracle in their life. Whatever that miracle will be, Father, give your children a testimony. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I pray for those believing you for a miracle child. I ask that that children will be released upon them in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are believing you for healing of the womb, healing of sicknesses and diseases, healing of the heart, healing of the head. Father, in the name of Jesus, give them their healing in Jesus' name. I release their healing upon their lives in Jesus' name. I pray for those believing you for a contract. Thank you for that miracle.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for those believing you for husbands and wives. Thank you for those spouses. I pray and I release your blessing upon those that are seeking your blessing, your tangible blessing in their lives. I declare these people blessed. I declare them blessed. I declare them blessed. Blessed beyond measure. In the name of Jesus. Now, whatever miracle you were looking forward to, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. I don't care whether you believe it or not. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Oh God, work a miracle
in
the life of these ones. Let them open their mouth in shock and astonishment, asking that, oh, really, God was with me. And I did not know. Thank you, Lord, for that answer to the miracles. Thank you for financial miracles. Thank you for emotional miracles. Thank you for miracles of traveling and opportunities. Thank you for contract miracles. Thank you that the Spirit has released a miracle upon your children. We give you praise. I will give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Before I take my seat, if you are sick in any part of your body, our elder, I don't know what God has placed on his heart to do for us today. But in just some few minutes, he will be a blessing to us. He can choose to sing. When he says, let's sing, just sing. He can choose to just pray for you. When he says, come and let me lay my hands, sometimes it's very sad. You see people, oh, but I'm in Mumbai, and they are sitting there looking at you. It's very sad. If you are sick, lay your hand. I am not a miracle a worker. I'm not a healer. It is God who is the healer. If you know somebody who is sick, please stand in for the person. Lay your hands where you are hurting. Father, these are our hands. But we use these hands to represent your hands. And through your hands, may healing be imparted to this body. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. As I let every sickness and disease that is hidden, break by the roots in the name of Jesus. I impart your healing power into them. Satan, you know me and you will always obey me. For I'm not coming in my power and in my name. But I come against you in that name of Jesus Christ. The name which overcame you 2013
years ago.
I pray the Lord, heart problems will come out now. Every pain in the heart, come out now in the name of Jesus. Every pain in the head, come out now in the name of Jesus. Every pain in the abdomen, come out now in the name of Jesus. Every pain in your back, come out now in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses and diseases, those that have been hidden from you, I command it to break by the roots in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Begin to love God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Begin to, let's thank God for our healing. Thank God for your breakthrough. Chale, every year, let me tell you something. Okay, also we see, so today I won't prophesy. But every year, let me tell you something. There is coming a new door. I saw a new door that has been opened unto you. A new door.
Yes.
And it will shock you. You'll be very marveled at what God is going to do in your life. I'm not talking of this year. I'm talking of this year. You'll be very surprised what God is going to do. Get ready and open up yourself for that blessing. Okay. When we were praying, I told you I saw something. Baba, do you know God has healed you? I won't say God is going to heal you. Do you know God has healed you? And you are going to see it clearly being manifested in your life. Father, thank you for the healing of your manservant. Thank you for your impartation upon his life. In Jesus' name. We hope you've been blessed by this message. For further information on Reverend Amos Darko's tapes and books, please send us a mail at rev.amosdarko@gmail.com. Or call +233 503 861 399. Thank you for your time and God bless you.